Save big money on everything for your next painting project right now at Menards. Keep your walls and trim protected with Scotch Blue Sharp Lines Painter's Tape. This multi-surface tape can be easily removed without leaving behind residue, making it perfect for your next painting project. Save big money on Sharp Lines Painter's Tape. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Here's an offer you don't want to miss. For just $3, treat yourself to a Krispy Kreme donut, like their irresistible chocolate donut with sprinkles, and in any size hot coffee or refreshing iced tea. Just three. Whether you're fueling up for the day or just taking a sweet break, this deal is for you. Price and participation may vary. Offer valid December 10th through April 30th, 2025 at participating McDonald's while supplies last. Krispy Kreme and associated trademarks used under license. Copyright 2024 KKDC. Copyright 2024 McDonald's.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Damien Tansey represents families of people who were killed in the tragedy in Creasla. He's a senior counsel and a solicitor with Damien Tansey Solicitors. He's with me now. Damien, I know you've been speaking to the families today. We understand they're devastated at this decision to allow the site of the tragedy to be redeveloped. What have they been saying to you?
Well, clearly they're going to appeal the decision. They're concerned about the timing. Donegal County Council are the authority for administering the planning code in Donegal County, in the functional area of Donegal County. But there are other state agencies engaged in very detailed and forensic examinations and investigations into this tragedy, which in terms of size, it was proportionately as big as the Grenfell disaster in England or the 9/11 in America, proportionately, when you compare the populations in the two, in the three jurisdictions. It's a very, very grave and serious matter. And the families are concerned that they will have the advantage of reviewing the reports that will be produced following the conclusion of the Garda investigation and following the conclusion of the HSA investigation and following the conclusion of the investigation being done by the Commission for the Regulation of Utilities before they decide on their approach, on their view in relation to the development. So their concern is with the timing. They're being asked, in a sense, to make decisions in a vacuum. There's a vacuum of information in relation to what caused this tragedy. Mm. 10 people lost their lives, and the families of the deceased see it as their role to vindicate their memories and their lives by conducting their own campaign in order to determine what was behind this tragedy and with a view to deciding who was responsible. They're entitled to that. And yeah, it may be the case, for example, after those reports are produced following those three investigations, it may be the case that there are shortcomings in those reports, in which event the state itself, which is the only authority, the only entity with the power and the authority to set up a statutory inquiry, an inquiry that will have teeth, that will have the authority to make, for example, findings, that will have the authority to attribute blame and to identify those people or those authorities that are responsible for the shortcomings that gave rise to this tragedy. So it's premature in every sense of the term. And they will do everything in their power to preserve the status of the site as it exists at the moment until all investigations are completed. The other thing that's noteworthy is that the coroner hasn't yet held the inquest. And the coroner clearly will be concerned about the preservation of the status quo on the site until he discharges his mandate. He will have the function of determining where, when and how death happened in the case of those 10 individuals. And we have written to him a number of times asking him to use his powers to ensure that the material evidence on the site is maintained until he discharges his mandate.
And Damien, let's say for a moment that happens as per the family's requests and all investigations are carried out and they are, you know, if not happy, that's a wrong word to use in this context, satisfied with the conclusions. Have they a prevailing view as to what should happen on the site in terms of a commercial venture, you know, with Memorial Garden alongside, or more one than the other?
Well, if the Memorial Garden is in the nature of an afterthought or some structure or some item that's tucked away in a corner, it almost belittles the memories of their loved ones. I mean, they didn't invite this tragedy. They didn't cause this tragedy. The families of the bereaved didn't cause this tragedy. They were, you know, in the shop or getting petrol or whatever they were doing, or working in the shop when this tragedy occurred. Now, there's a vacuum of information. In other words, there is no information forthcoming. And they continue to ask questions. And we are more than 2 years down the road, and they are getting impatient. If you have a vacuum of information, you know, rumor and counter-rumor pours into that vacuum. And very often it is ill-informed, but at the same time, quite distressing. So, you know, it's early days yet.
Yeah.
I'm told by my sources that the conclusions of the different investigations that I mentioned are underway, are some distance away.
Yeah.
And one would have thought that, for example, the planning authority in Donegal would have made contact with the Gardaí, would have made contact with the HSA, and would have made contact with the Commission for the Regulation of Utilities to ascertain from them information that would then inform the County Council about the application that they were considering. You can't, you know, people are making the point that Donegal County Council, through its planning department, has a limited function in this matter.
Yeah. Well, listen, that kind of fight is ongoing then. As Damien says, the family is intending to appeal this decision made today. Damien Tansey, Senior Counsel Solicitor with Damien Tansey Solicitors, representing those families in Creasa. Thanks a million for speaking to us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
Into Menards and save big money on your appliance upgrade. You need reliable and energy efficient appliances to conquer the day. Menards is your one-stop shop with the largest in-stock appliance selection ready to take home today. Check out our top appliance brands including KitchenAid, Whirlpool, Maytag, Amana, and Criterion. Save big money on all appliances at Menards and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big.